Welcome back to the program. 1300 01 1170, the open line number. The text line 0457 736 736. Well, Jared Mullen's name was in the news again this week. It was great news. He was eligible for the NRL next year. Is he going to be able to make it? Well, I'm absolutely rooting for him. I hope he goes all the way there. Jared has been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Jared.
How are you, Jimmy?
Oh, hey, mate, I'm really well. How are you, Jared? When you heard that news this week that you could continue chasing your dream of getting back to the NRL, how'd you feel?
Yeah, mate, it was obviously it's been a long journey. And, you know, to get that final email from the integrity unit to say that they've cleared me and wish me all the best, it was, very surreal, mate, very surreal. And Karen Murphy, you know, the head of the integrity unit there, she was even good enough to ring me and heard about all the good things I was doing up here on the Sunshine Coast in terms of my youth work and all that. So for her to reach out and actually give me a phone call and you know, congratulate me and all that, it was really good, mate, really good.
You told me the yarn earlier when I spoke to you yesterday that you actually had a missed call from Karen and you thought, what went through your head?
Oh, I thought, what have I done now? That's the first thing I thought. I had a missed call of Karen. I went, oh, here we go again. Something's come up. But, it was a positive one for once, Jimmy, so it was good. Yeah, good.
Oh, mate, it's so good to hear. How'd you enjoy your footy? Getting back into it this season, had some games for the Falcons. How'd you play? How'd you feel? How'd the body hold up?
Mate, the body held up not the best to start off with, to be honest with you. The first game, I dislocated my shoulder, so that kept me out for 4 weeks. And then come back in. I was sort of in and out sort of through the year, mate. And it was a bit of a stop-start year. I think because, obviously, 4 years off with not much sort of contact work, if any. And my band wasn't up until January 16, so I couldn't get a good pre-season of sort of contact under my belt. And sort of like, so I come in January 16, our first trial game was the start of February. So I really only had 2-3 weeks of contact work before I could actually, you know, go in and play a game. So, I think I'll benefit a lot more with the full pre-season under my belt, but, just being back around a team environment, Jimmy, that was just more than enough for me. Like being back around, a good team like the Falcons, they got lots of, good larrikins here and good boys. So, definitely felt old, mate. There was kids there that, their birth dates in 2002, 2003 and all this, and I was just shaking my head. So, it was good fun, Buck, good fun.
How much better do you know yourself now, Jared?
Oh, mate, now that I'm sober, mate, a lot. I've learned a lot about myself the past, 5 years. Obviously, the first 2 years of my band, obviously, well-publicised, didn't handle it the best. But since December 2nd, 2018, that's when I gave up the alcohol. And I'm still going strong now. So it's coming up 3 years in December since I've touched a drop. And I just realised everything bad in my life that was happening, Jimmy, was the result from alcohol. So if I don't touch alcohol, nothing bad sort of happens in my life. So, I've got a beautiful family now. I've got a baby daughter, Stevie. She's 19 months old, going on 19 years old. So she's a handful, but she and my partner Tamara, they're the lords of my life, mate. They've been amazing.
Is it one of those cases where you have to hit rock bottom before you can drag yourself back out, Jared? Is that what happened with you?
Jimmy, I don't believe in rock bottom. To be honest, rock bottom's death. That's just me. I was very close to it. My parents had to, obviously drag me off the lounge and taking me last breaths and pulling the ambulance and whatever. But in terms of that, I think it had to happen. And at the time, like when all this bad stuff was happening to me, Jimmy, I was sort of like, why me sort of thing. And I did a lot of blaming other people and all that. And until I realised I was the problem, nothing was sort of changing around me. Yeah. So it got me... sort of getting into rehab and sort of working out a lot about myself and learning, what triggers me to do certain things and stuff like that. So, I had to remove myself away from my hometown. I moved down to Wollongong with my partner. Then, a lot of good things started happening, you know. Obviously, like I said, off the alcohol and whatever, and now I'm doing youth work up here on the Sunshine Coast. So I've got 13 boys in my care, so I'm trying to pass on, obviously, my knowledge that I learned about myself, at, about drugs and alcohol and certain things that, can trigger you. So, yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it, mate. It's a blessing in disguise.
How did it happen, Jared, that you came to take steroids that and resulted in that initial ban? I've been an admirer of you for ever since you came in as an 18-year-old, and you know, that shocked me. Tell us how that came about.
Yeah, mate. Well, still to this day, and I'm happy to take. I've said on air before, I'm happy to take a lot of that. I never thought it was drosterone, what the actual steroid was.
Right.
I thought it was like a healing peptide thing, to be honest with you, mate. So, I know, and everyone knows that the steroids stay in your system for 6 months. So why would I risk, when we get tested by SADA all the time, to take something that stays in your system for that long? It just didn't make sense. So, look, and to this day, I'll stand by that I didn't know that was in my system. But, look, obviously, there was a lot of pressure at the time. I was on, a lot of money at the night. I wasn't playing much football because of the hamstring and obviously the tear and all that. So I tried to obviously try and quicken up the process a little bit to try and get it healing a bit better. But in terms of trying to make me bigger, faster, stronger, that was never the case at all. So I learned a tough life lesson. Obviously, I had the 4 years off, and but here I am today, and I've come a long way, and I'm ready to show people I've still got what it takes to match the NRL, and I really believe that within myself.
Yeah. I was looking at some highlights before having a chat to you. You made your NRL debut. You just turned 18. You were still at school. You were taking tri-assists from Andrew Johns and Immortal. You played your first Origin game at 20 years of age. When you look back at those times now and that person and that player, what do you think, Jared?
I was just a kid, mate. I was honestly just a kid still. I was still growing in my body. I remember I wore shoulder pads in my debut. I was that small. I was 78 kilos, and getting thrown in when you're still at school. It's and then obviously playing Origin when you're 20. It's sort of like it puts you in a headspace as if like it's all going to come easy, if you know what I mean. Because everything sort of happened. Like I was still at school playing first grade, then played 2 years of first grade, and I was playing Origin. I was like, whatever. But obviously, done the shoulder that year, and I played a few, city country games, and never got a look in again. But I was always a hard worker at training and stuff like that. But I suppose looking back, I probably, probably should have taken my football a bit more serious in terms of doing that extra sort of training and stuff like that. You do take it for granted when you're earning the good money and all that sort of stuff now, but I had to learn the hard way that it doesn't come as easy. So I'd love to pass on that knowledge to the young kids that are coming through these days that, football doesn't last forever. It does end at some point, but I'm still here at 34, still trying to fight my way back in. So, look, it all came a bit too early for me, Jimmy, that obviously Origin, but I definitely learned a lot about myself.
Based on what you've seen in the NRL over the last couple of years, especially this year, based on where you are now with your knowledge and the calmness that you would bring, and based on the position that you play and the way that you play, if the body holds up, do you think the game now suits a player like you, Jared?
Yeah, definitely, Jimmy. I think you do need like a calm head out there. The game's just gotten so fast. It's just people have got to think so fast on their feet. The young halves coming through these days, most of them are very sort of structured, I think. Like they, I'm not being critical of any of them. I'm just for what I've sort of seen, they're sort of not playing what they see. They sort of just stick to, like a set play, like we're doing this for that tackle, then that tackle, we're doing that, rather than go there for that and then eyes up and look at the numbers and count the numbers and that sort of stuff. So playing a bit like the old school sort of way, and then obviously the left foot kicking game and all that could be a bonus to a team. So I'm sitting here trying to sell myself, Jimmy. But I definitely think I could at least be a backup or something like that for a team if there was an injury or something. But I really do believe my body can hold up, and I've put a lot of work into my body, especially now I'm, you know, clean and sober. The body holds up a lot better now.
Yeah. Any interest from clubs?
Mate, there's been a few nibbles, nothing really, big at the moment. But look, I'm just gonna bide my time. I'm not putting too much pressure on it, Jimmy. I'm sort of in a win-win situation because I'm loving my time here on the Sunshine Coast, and I can play for the Falcons up here. And if I play good enough football up here, and no one sort of grabs me in terms of a pre-season, and if I play good enough here, you know, with transfer windows and stuff like that, a club can, you know, sort of maybe reach out and take me then, because, you know, this year I had like a black list next to my name, so I could only play New South Wales Cup or Queensland Cup. So, yeah. But now the gloves are off, and I can play NRL now. So if I'm playing well enough for the Falcons, if I don't get picked up before then maybe something can happen. But, you know, I'd like for something to happen before that to get a good pre-season under the belt. But, yeah, we'll just wait and see what happens, mate. Like I said, I'm not putting too much pressure on it. Mm. So, yeah.
Tell us about the work you're doing as a youth worker.
Yeah, mate. So, obviously, I've got my own sort of company. I just sort of freelance. There's a bloke up here, Brad Hinchman, that sort of mentored me into the role, and I started off with his kid to see how I'd go with him. He's a bit of a maniac, but he's good fun to be around, and he's seen what sort of good work I've done with him, and then it just stemmed from there. And yeah, now I've got 13, and about to take another one on, so I've got 14 boys in my care. So that keeps me busy during the day, and I've also started up in a rugby league skills academy with a couple of the blokes up here on the Sunshine Coast. So Perspective Skills Academy. So we do schools and pre-season camps and all that, just that sort of high-end sort of skill work. So yeah, I just found there was a big gap between, you know, when kids sort of finish playing their club football, a couple of months ago, they don't start training until sort of February. So there's a big gap sort of getting the football in the hands and stuff like that. So we're starting a little academy and getting plenty of numbers. So that's good fun too up here. So, yeah, got plenty going on.
I bet Mum and Dad are as proud as punch, mate.
Yeah, they are. They are, mate. They're as eager as me to see who wants to sort of reach out and so on, whatever. So, but, yeah, like I said, I don't want to put too much pressure on Jimmy. We'll just wait and see what happens. If it happens, it happens. Mate, I'll be stoked because it'll be a dream come true to sort of come back and finish the way I sort of want to finish and whatever. But mate, they've been my biggest supporters, obviously, and they've gone through the tough times as much as I have. So if the dream comes true, I'm sure it'll come true for them too.
How's the left to right pass going?
Mate, I've got to hit you from 40 metres away, mate. It's still short.
I just got to catch it. That's
it's still good, and I just see Dane Gagai sign back with a night, so I bet she's hoping I go back there so I can hit him again.
Oh,
get him on the contract.
Oh, the Mullen out ball. The Mullen out ball to Gagai. We're desperate to see again. Hey, it's a great redemption story, Jared. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm cheering for you, mate. I'm sure so many other people are as well, and really great to spend some time with you today.
Thanks, Jimmy. Cheers, mate.